And finally today, a story from Rumble Strip, Vermont. That's a podcast by Erica Heilman, and it features personal stories and interviews from around the state. Vaughn Hood was a 118-pound barber when he was drafted into the Vietnam War. He served as a combat soldier from March of 1969 to January 1970. In Vaughn's war, most men didn't survive their first three-month tour, but Vaughn did. He now runs a hair salon in St. Johnsbury with his wife, Bev. For a couple of days, Rumble Strip's Erica Heilman sat with him in the back of the salon and they talked. In honor of Veterans Day, we present this excerpt of her long-form interview. This is Vaughn Hood recalling his time in Vietnam.
Our job was search and make contact. If the intelligence had a report that there was a certain size unit in a certain area, they would fly us into the area and drop us off and let us walk around until we ran into that unit. And judging by the weapons that they fired at us, they could decide if it was indeed that size unit or not. So basically what we were sent in to do was to draw fire. And then we would get ourselves out as best we could and then move on to the next project. And my men trusted me. I asked things of them that seem impossible, that they would do those things for you. Sometimes it's give your life. I didn't really have a problem with, I didn't feel particularly bad when people got killed. I mean, you'll feel bad, but that's what we were there for. You had to be willing to die. Or not well, it didn't matter. People died. What I felt bad about was people being maimed. When I gave an order and people were maimed, that really bothered me. It still bothers me. They spent the rest of their lives maimed. And they did that for me. And they did that for you, and they did that for everybody. You know, they knew what they were doing. I lost one young man that I was close to. He was supposed to go back to the States to marry his fiancée. He only had a few days before he was going to go back. And at that time, I was a platoon sergeant rather than a squad leader. And I took him on as my RTO, my radio telephone operator. So he was with me in the middle of the platoon rather than with a squad where he normally would be. Where my old squad walked into an ambush again. They were under heavy fire, and my RTO, his name was Jerry Clute, he said, "Sarge, I want to go help him." And I said, "Jerry, you're your own man. If you want to go up there, go." So he did. He just put his radio down and he ran up there, you know, to help his squad. Anyway, he was shot by a sniper. He didn't last 5 minutes. The squad called back and said Jerry was hit. So I ran up and carried Jerry back and left him. And then I ran back up and I had to get my men out. So we got them all back. But he died under his own will. He wanted to go up, and I didn't stop him from going up. I could have. When I was his sergeant, I could say, "No, you can't go up there," you know, but I didn't. And he did what he wanted to do, and he died that way. I think it's extremely honorable. It brings tears to my eyes because he was a great man. We called ourselves grunts, you know. When a grunt would run into a grunt, you'd say, "Hey man, what's happening?" And the response to that is, "Hey man, it don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing, man." That was our, "Hello, how are you? Hey, what's happening, man? It don't mean nothing, man. It don't mean nothing."
That was Vaughn Hood of St. Johnsbury in an excerpt from the Vermont-based podcast Rumblestrip. You can listen to the long-form interview with Hood at rumblestripvermont.com. The episode is called An American Life, and it's produced by Erica Heilman and Larry Massett.